Welcome to Never Offside with Julie and Kat. Today is very exciting for me because my very close friend Courtney Turner is coming on, and that's exciting for Julie too because we love baseball and this is our first baseball theme.
I love it. I'm so excited to get into the mind of a baseball woman, a baseball wag, I guess.
She will hate you for saying that.
Yeah, I mean, I hate myself for saying that, to be quite honest. I hate the term wag, but it is what it is. So excited to chat with her coming up here next and just learn kind of all the ins and outs, and just so exciting. The Cubs, her husband plays for the Cubs, and heading into playoffs. Playoffs start, today when this airs. So
yeah.
It's going to be fun to get into that world, and hockey's in full swing, I feel like. Jeff is playing his first preseason game tonight, which, Kat, we were laughing because you were like, Tyler played his first game 2 weeks ago. And yeah. I'm like, yeah, Florida kind of started a little bit late here for the vets. So yeah, it's so exciting. I'm actually going to take the boys, I love to do a dress rehearsal,
with
the boys.
New team too.
New team, new everything. So I'm a little nervous, anxious, in terms of where do I park? Where do I go in? Where do we sit? Where do we do all that? It's all happening. I feel like maybe it's because I've had three shots of espresso today too, but who knows?
No, it's an anxious feeling. It's always the first game, the first game's always anxious. I don't know. Even the first goal, the first anything is just an anxious,
I'm waving up, to Jeff now. I'm waving to him, Jeff. Because it is, again, routine is coming back. He had his first pregame nap today, and I'm like, oh my gosh. Okay, wait, I can't be in the room from this time to this time. So I literally got ready at 10 a.m. to go do our whole afternoon because it's funny that it's all
Big day. Yeah, big day for you, big week for us. We're up against each other in fantasy this week. Mm. Wasn't going to really rub it in, but USC beat Michigan State in football.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. It's a big rivalry week here for me and Kat.
You didn't text me back that night. I was like, are you watching the game?
No, I definitely probably was not.
In terms of fantasy, though, funny. Let's tell everybody what we decided this year for our we're in a league together that I commish.
Yeah, Kat, one of these Kat commish.
Yep, and there's a few other hockey gals in it, one being Jackie Quick. So we decided this year, we want Jackie on the show so bad, but she keeps saying, I love you, but no. So she loses every year in fantasy. She is so bad at fantasy. It's hilarious because she's so good at, she knows sports so well. So we decided that whoever loses in our fantasy football has to come on the podcast.
Yeah,
hoping that Jackie loses.
Hoping it's Jackie's turn for a third year in the row. But honestly, it's a win-win for us because we have quite a interesting, fun fantasy league. So whoever loses, it's going to be a win-win. But we're really hoping Jackie loses because we need Quickie on here. So
What's funny? So we always talk about manifesting on this show. And last week when we were talking about stories from the summer. The summer was so long, so I was like, I don't know what I did this summer. It was so long. Yeah. But I thought about manifesting. I thought about Jackie because we have this plan to get her on the show. The craziest thing happened this summer when we stayed at their house for a week. Their dog's name is Stevie Nicks Quick because they love
Stevie Nicks Quick.
Yeah, they love. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the craziest thing is Ty and I love Stevie. Whenever we go to their house, we are just obsessed with this dog. And we were saying bye to Stevie. We always do this grand goodbye to their kids and the dog, whatever. We go to our flight to Toronto, sit down on the plane, and we are sitting next to Stevie Nicks.
Come on.
Ty and I, right after, an what? Hour after saying goodbye to the Quick's dog, Stevie Nicks, we're sitting next to Stevie Nicks on a flight to Toronto. And I was just like, all the manifest weirdness in this world.
Meant to be.
Especially on this podcast. So anyway.
Well, we've officially, we've also changed our Quick shootout questions to
we're really obsessed with Jackie Quick on this podcast.
So. Jackie, if you're listening.
It's crazy. No. But anyway, good luck tonight on Monday Night Football. And one of us will prevail for Never Offside.
We're neck and neck. So we will keep y'all posted. But up next, we're going to chat with Courtney Turner. She is a podcast host herself, holding court. She is a baseball wife to Justin Turner, and they are heading into playoffs with the Cubs. And we talk all things from how she manages a 162-game season to filling out our first MLB yearbook and so much more. And that's up next with Court.
Get the official NHL app to watch, read, and listen to all the deets.
All I can say is absolutely wow.
All the sauce, all the saves.
Stop from Vasilevsky!
All the hits, all the snipes, all the sellies.
He scores! Unbelievable!
All the hockey. If it's hockey, it's here. Listen to every NHL game for free, now with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Download the official NHL app now.
Hey everyone, Adnan and Verk here to talk about our great podcast, NHL Unscripted, with Verk and Demers.
Jason Demers here. After playing 700 NHL games, it turns out I have an opinion or two.
Whoever's saying trade one of them, you don't know anything about hockey.
I'm on the bandwagon. I'm rooting for this team.
With new guests every week, we will talk about hockey and more.
Can't wait till you watch the movie, because it's the biggest award of her career.
He went into the cheetah exhibit, the cheetah took a piece out of him, and he came into the ring the next day.
Tune in to NHL Unscripted with Verk and Demers on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Never Offside. It is only fitting that our first baseball wife, baseball guest of any sort, is my best friend of a billion years. She's married to Justin Turner on the Chicago Cubs, and she has her own podcast called Holding Court. So we're kind of playing a reverse Uno on her right now and asking her some questions. So welcome, Courtney Turner.
Hi, thank you. I'm a little nervous being on this side of it as being a control freak, but I'm ready.
I mean, I understand.
Well, it's nice to meet you. I've heard so much about you, and I kept telling Kat, don't tell me anymore. I need to be just so naive going into this conversation. So perfect. I'm thrilled to talk to you all things baseball. Congratulations, by the way. Playoffs start tomorrow, and you guys are rolling. That's exciting.
That was one of the reasons why we didn't know if we were going to be able to shoot today, because tell us the last few days, what happened the last few days.
It's wild, and I feel like I should be used to it at this point, but we've been out of the playoffs for a couple years. Justin's been on a few different teams, but this year they clinched the playoff spot, but then the home field advantage was still up in the air. So it was kind of going against the Padres, and then your scoreboard watching, seeing what they're doing, and then making sure that you want to play those games at Wrigley, because I feel like Wrigley Field in October is just magical. So we really didn't know if we were going to be flying to San Diego today, but they ended up getting it done, and we get to stay here, and we don't have to get on a plane, which is, as you know, always very nice to play at home.
It's so fun. Home field advantage. So cool. I do need to know, like, the get-go, the beginning, like, where, how you and Kat met. Then let's transition into how you guys, I know the little bits of how you guys met your significant others. So where did it all begin, Courtney?
Kat and I met at a Super Bowl party that she was hosting, and our mutual friend, Jason, invited me and said, I have this friend, like, let's head over there. He actually had a few Super Bowl parties that we were going to pop in and out of throughout the day, but we ended up at Kat's for the last one. And I feel like just matched vibes and weirdness and all sorts of things. So we hit it off from there. And yeah, I won't say how long ago that was, but
yeah, we do.
We're getting up there in years together, I will say. There's some miles on us for sure.
So that makes me laugh, because I was asking Kat if I had permission almost, because I know how sensitive it can be on our end, but we kind of all have something in common that we're like the old folks in terms of sports. Is that the same in baseball? Do you get it as much as we do? Like, what's the pulse there, since we are up there in age and we've been doing this for a long time?
Do people call Justin old?
No, when Justin there, I always say that there's this challenge of, like, Justin stepping up to the plate without an announcer mentioning his age, like, or like literally do a shot every time. They're like, it is a walking miracle that he is still out there. So, and then it's funny when the wives are like, wait, how old are you? And then I tell them, or I have them guess first, just because, like, you know, yeah, feels good sometimes. And then they're just fully shocked. And like, well, did you think Justin was dating like this child? Like, I don't know. Like, yeah. They did not think we were similar in age, but no, he is definitely, I think he's the oldest position player in baseball right now. And then I think pitcher wise, there's two guys, maybe two or three that are older than him. So I don't know how this happened. I feel like I'm like a teen mom. I'm like, how did I get here? Like, I really don't know. I ended up on that side, but I still try. I'm like, I'm still cool. Like, I'm still hanging with the younger. They keep me young, you know? Like,
you're a cool mom.
Yes.
You know what's funny? If you ever hear a fan say Justin's old and the Dan's, that's a fun thing to hear Courtney.
Oh, I get spicy out there. But they also say it as a negative. And I'm like, wait, you could only dream. First of all, you're sitting here like paying to watch my husband live out his dream, first of all. So we'll start there. But it's like, that's not a negative that he's still playing. Yeah, and like there was a wife a couple years ago that like kind of kept making jabs. And not to be whatever, but like her husband's career is already tailed off. And she was like 15 years younger than us, but she kept making jabs. She's like, oh my God, seeing an 8 in his birth year, every time I see it, like, I keep thinking it's a 9, but it's actually an 8. Like, oh my gosh, like, he's, I'm like, okay, calm down. And she was, she just kept making comments. And now, like, I'm just like, okay, talk to me when your husband's played for that long. Like, it's not a bad thing. Like, I'm very proud of him that he's still going. So,
with the age thing, so I referenced the last game that Court and I saw each other was when Justin played against San Francisco. And there was a little incident in the stands where she got a little spicy towards a man that was going off on Justin's age. But another thing that happened on the field before you got there was I didn't realize that the San Francisco fans, who are now Tyler's fans, hate Justin.
Yeah.
Because of L.A.
I think it's just like the Dodgers-Giants rivalry. There's a few teams. Padres still boo him. I don't know if Mets do. There's just like a few along the way. I'm like, oh, we're still doing that, even though he's not with LA anymore. And
yeah, the NHL posted a photo of Tyler Michael, who Courtney met Michael, our child, and Justin. And literally all of the San Jose, San Francisco fans were like, what? Why is Ty with Turner? And I was like, oh my God, the LA fan.
Which Michael, we had the realization that Michael is closer to my son's age than our age, which is lovely.
That was a
it's funny because the guys in the dugout will look at Justin. They're like, wait, what? Why do they hate you here? Because they just don't they don't get it. And he's like, oh, it's like the rivalry years ago. Like, it's they're still holding on to it. I'm like, once a Dodger, I guess always a Dodger rival in their eyes.
A winning Dodger too. But like, it's just a crazy, that was news to me. I did not register that now Ty's fans are not Justin fans, which doesn't normally happen to us.
They're going to have to come around.
Tell me the timeline of your teams that you guys have played for in the big leagues.
When we met, he was with the Mets in New York. He was there for 2 seasons. We did kind of long distance, and then he got non-tendered at the end of 2013.
Court, should we talk about how you met Justin?
Yeah, I need it all.
I can, yeah. So I think I was back in Indiana, and Kat promised me that this party that she was going to was going to be like the event of the year. Like, it was the Met Gala for Kat in terms of like her,
all roads lead back to the Super Bowl with Kat.
It was an X Games party too. I don't know what I was thinking.
Yeah, it was X Games, like, hosted by Young and Reckless, if you remember that, like, clothing company, like the Robin Big. I think it was Rob Dyrdek's birthday.
Yeah, too. And I was in that kind of group at the time.
Tied in. So she was like, make sure you come back to LA. Like, I was like, okay, I'll be in town, don't worry. And we went, like, we threw on our finest Forever 21 and like our patent leather. Yours were probably Steve Madden. Mine were definitely Forever 21 at that time. You were a little leveled up than me. Went to this event and it was like guest list only, like whatever. And then we're hanging out. It was, I think it was Too Short and like Cali Swag District started performing. I was like, I don't know.
It was the event of the season. It was the event of the season. I was working for the Dodgers at the time, and the Mets were in town. And so I worked on the field. So, like, I was very visible, like, because I was, like, this little 4'11 blonde girl.
She wasn't very visible, like, in terms of height, but she made herself known. She made herself known on the field.
I mean, I was kind of just, like, I was the girl that went up to guys and asked them to take a picture with a celebrity, you know, and, like.
But there was, like, these, like, perform or like Cirque du Soleil. I don't know. It got weird. And I was like, I have to work in the morning. I had an internship at UCLA. I was working with like infants and toddlers. So I'm like, I can't show up smelling like whatever is being like smoked and drank at this party. So I was like, Kat, I got to go. But I think my, like I was staying at your place or something. Yeah. Like you had my key, something where like I had to wait on you to leave. And I wouldn't leave you behind. But Kat, as you know, social butterfly has to be the person that like says bye to everyone. And I'm like, I'm an Irish exit. I will just leave. I don't give a shit. No one even remembers that I'm there. But she's like, I have to say bye to my people. And so she's like making her rounds. And I'm standing there like looking how, you know, you would look if you're ready to go and you're over it. And Justin comes over to me and he's like, what the hell's wrong with you? And I was like, I'm ready to leave. Like my friend's saying bye to everyone. And he's like, well, why don't you at least come up and have a drink with me? And a girl actually like spilled a drink on me. I didn't know that they were like the Mets at the time. They were like they used to dress up, and so they were all in like button downs and like dressed like very out of place.
They looked like farmers. They looked like fancy farmers. Actually, yeah,
it was very interesting. And I remember a girl like spilled a vodka crayon like down my Forever 21, and she's like, "I hope you sleep with all of them" or something. And I was like, "Okay, clearly I like stepped on some toes." and I know I was. It was very sticky. And then Kat came and she's like, okay, I'm ready to go. And I was like, well, now I'm like talking to someone. So cool it.
And Justin recognized me from the field, which was funny. So yeah. It was like a weird all.
That's so funny.
Yeah. And then we met in the club.
Love in the club. Love. Like literally club. Usher's song is about Courtney and Justin.
The most unlikely place, but we found love. We did.
And then the next morning I had to go to work and Justin sees me on the field and it was Hello Kitty Day or something. So I'm holding Hello Kitty's hand on the field and Justin's just like, what is going on?
And you left me 4 tickets. You're like, I need you to get 4 Hello Kitty bobbleheads for me. Cause I don't know why they were so tight with them. You couldn't just like go grab 4. So you like left me 4 tickets and I couldn't find like anyone to go to this game with me. I was like asking everyone. It was like a day game, Dodger Stadium, like not enjoyable at the time. So thanks to Kat for feeling the need to say goodbye to everybody.
Yeah. Party of the century, stuck around. That's how y'all met.
Yeah.
The loves of your life. Well, you met the love of your life.
Yeah. Someone came up with a backpack. Do you remember that? And tried to sell us drugs. And Justin was like, back off my fiance. And then I was thinking that this drug dealer was going to fact check me. So I sat on my left hand thinking he was going to like look for a ring. I don't know why.
It was a wild night. And then it was a whirlwind romance. And then I became their third wheel basically to every event. And then Courtney left me for New York, which...
For a little bit.
We gave her just a goodbye party. Weeks.
Just a couple weeks. I came back.
Well, then he got non-tendered. So then that's where that
released. Was our, non-tendered for like translation.
Is that what that means?
Yeah.
Okay. I need a whole dictionary of baseball terms.
Released. So, and then in the 11th hour signed with LA. So we ended up not having to move.
Yeah.
We moved eventually because he was crashing in my guest house I was renting at the time. But
which was crazy because all of a sudden Justin was my coworker. And so it was a wild thing where Courtney went from giving her a goodbye party to New York to all of a sudden we're all like family on the same team together, and it was beautiful for a while. So
the four best friends just frolicking along in LA doing all things exciting, going to the biggest baddest parties that Kat is telling you to go to.
Well, so we were a trio for quite a while. I was again their third wheel, whatever, and then entered Tyler.
Tyler came later.
Tyler came later, but the funny thing is at that time Courtney and Justin had moved in directly next door to me. So we were not just like all working, playing, whatever. We were living next door to each other. And then entered the hockey guy. And literally Justin and Courtney were like.
It was literally it was friend set up. Like we were.
This is hilarious.
Monica, Rachel, and Joey and Chandler. Like
Kat, did you ever bum rides to the stadium with Justin if y'all had to go so early?
Yeah, quite a few times. I did. Yeah. He and I used to stop and get smoothies together on the way to work. It was we had a beautiful thing going. And then when Tyler entered the chat, we, like I said, Justin became the Kings mascot. Ty became the Dodgers mascot. Everything, every event we did together, it was a fun thing going. And here's a fun fact why this is so crazy is because Courtney, do you want to tell what your job was with the Kings?
I long retired. I was Ice Girl.
Wow.
So Courtney, before I even knew her,
but I was pre-Tyler. I was pre-Tyler era.
Okay. This, yeah. I need like a whole...
It's an unraveling. Like, it's like a...
There's timeline. Huge... Okay, so this was prior. This was a lot of like manifesting. This was all going to come back together into Ice Girl.
We worked at the...
Opposite.
Yeah.
Before we knew either of them existed. Yeah, before we knew either of our husbands existed, Courtney was an Ice Girl, I worked for the Dodgers. And then we just like this weird universe swapped. And... me knowing nothing about hockey, I'm now married to Tyler, who played for the Kings. And then,
do you know about hockey now, Kat?
I do now, yeah.
Jury's still out.
I do now. But
you watched a goal the other day, so
I did watch a goal. But if you were to ever tell me I have a podcast about sports, I would have thought I would have had a baseball podcast. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I would have thought it would have been like Dodgers about,
well, it is,
you know,
today work. Baby,
so. Yeah, today
is, this is your time to shine.
Only took one season, now we're talking baseball.
Yeah.
Gosh. It was crazy. It was a very weird crossover, and I there's just a million stories there with them. Here's okay, before we get into the rest of Justin's
every time
career,
you get one of these light bulb moments, I like, my heart skips a little bit. I'm a little nervous.
This is a joke that Courtney and I always have. So Justin and Tyler are always getting interviewed about each other on all these teams they play for, especially when Justin was in Toronto, which we'll get to. But the funniest thing is Justin is so well-spoken and such a great interview. And he'll say, like, they'll ask him about Tyler and he'll say, you know, oh, like, we're such good buddies. I watch every game. We text after every game, all this stuff. When they ask Tyler about Justin and their friendship, what does he say? Court?
We text. Didn't he say, like, we text?
He says, or like, we text, yeah. Like, as text. If they don't know each other. Like,
it's Justin gave this, like, glowing review of Tyler and, like, all of his accolades and, like, their bromance. And Tyler's like, we text.
Yeah, Tyler's like...
discredited everything they've built.
I don't understand. Why can't he say to a reporter, we are all really good friends? Like, we text after every game. Like, we make sure to see each other on the road. Like,
we're in a fantasy football league together.
What?
Which, ironically, we're all four playing each other this week. So we are. That's a whole thing.
Justin making fun of me last week. I'm killing him today. So
that's a whole nother world we need to talk about is the amount of fantasy football leagues Kat is in. Because
Courtney.
This is the first year I'm not in three. You end up rooting against yourself. So I had I cut back. I had to scale back.
Well, yeah, Kitty, rooting against Kitty and I are up against each other this week. So we're checking our scores tonight.
Yes.
I love that.
Yeah. Tyler not being able to say a freaking good thing about Justin in an interview is the weirdest thing that we don't understand, and we never will after 10 years of friendship with them.
Okay, let's just stay while we're in LA. You guys are playing for the Kings. You're playing for the Dodgers. Like, just sorry for my just lack of information here, but you guys won the Stanley Cup, Kat, during that time. Like, what was that like? Were you guys involved in, like, post-season hockey celebrations, or were you too, like, much into that would have been like in the beginning of baseball season, right?
So the, like, Stanley June? Cup, I credit for meeting Tyler, because that's how we know each other, because they kept coming to the stadium with the Stanley Cup. And okay. Justin's probably the one, like, hoisting in every photo, probably, because Justin's just the most personal, was and still is the most personable guy on any team.
I kind of hate him for it. It's like, he could get a call right now and they're like, we need you to go live on the radio, and he'll give like the most beautiful interview of all time. I'm like, I hate that, but
that's gift.
You enjoy. Yeah. Enjoy.
Yeah. So he's probably, if you Google LA Kings bringing the Stanley Cup to Dodger Stadium, it's probably all photos of Justin with the guys, I'm assuming.
Oh yeah.
But he loved it. We did a lot of crossover there. And then I think after, was it the year that the Kings won after, did Justin go drop the puck? I don't know. I feel like he dropped the puck a few times.
That was, yeah. That would have been, because it was right the day before his 30th birthday. So I think he dropped it in 2014. So that was like that first year.
Yeah. So the Kings won 2012 and 2014. So Justin was heavily involved with the Kings during all that stuff.
So 9 years in LA and then Boston Red Sox.
Okay.
So they won in LA in 2020, right?
Yeah. Last year in LA was 2022. Boston was in 2023. Toronto for the first half of 2024, then traded to Seattle, and then this year Cubs.
Wow.
Is Justin one of the only baseball players active that's like won every World Series? Like, you know what I mean? Didn't he win like Little League?
College World Series. He never was in the Little League World Series. He was in like the Connie Mack World Series and then College World Series. And yeah, I don't think there was many that have done. He had a teammate that won the College World Series with him and then won with the Nationals. But like that's, I mean, I'm sure there's a few, but.
162 regular season games, like blows my mind. How on earth do you do it? How do you, like, I just want to know everything around it. Like, do you ever see him? I mean, I know you guys travel, like it's different because like in hockey, we play 82 games a season, but we don't really travel with the team. If you go on a road trip, it's kind of on your own. You're really only seeing the guys if they have like a free night before, and then you see them after the game quick, and then they're off to their next city. You guys are like staying in one city for 3 or 4 days and you're traveling. Like, how is it working? Because it hurts my brain to know how you do this for almost a year.
I feel like it goes by really fast. Like yesterday was our last game of the regular season, so all 162 are done, and I feel like it went by incredibly fast. But no, I feel like we get, so if we're at home, they normally go to the field for a 6:40 game. Like he'll leave around noon, so breakfast is kind of like our favorite time. Like we get our mornings together, but by the time he gets home, it's bedtime, like it's 11 o'clock, but then they need those couple hours to kind of wind down after. So you just really get like a couple hours in the morning and at night. I travel to probably this year, I feel like having Bo, like we try to do, normally road trips are two cities, so it's like 3 and 3 or 4 and 3. So we would normally pick one city and go to that one. But really, like you're on your own, like making memories on the road. Like they can do stuff in the morning, but do you really want to have them go walk around at the zoo for 3 hours and then go to the field and go play a game? Like that's not ideal. You see like the young couples doing that where they want to try to like get all that stuff in, and then like as they get through their career, you're like, okay, let them rest and and have their time. But I love it. I've been to all 30 stadiums. I love the travel side of it. I always say like, oh, I just wish I had a day where we had nothing. But then if we have nothing going on in the off season, I'm bored out of my mind. So I think I kind of thrive in the chaotic travel sense of it. But I feel like baseball does a really good job of including the families, like making us a part of it. Doing different activities, like they have a family trip normally where the families get to fly with the guys and then they'll plan stuff in that city. They open up the field at Wrigley for us after the game. They have like a kids room at the field so moms can have their kids in there and then and be at the games and have that time. But I feel like they do a good job to support us as much as they can.
How many stadiums has Bo been to?
He hit 20.
Wow.
This poor kid. Yeah, I got this. It's like called MLB Passport, and it's a leather-bound book. And then each stadium has a little area, and you go to the guest services at every stadium, and they'll stamp it with the date and sign off on it. And then you kind of fill in the box score for that day, and you can add photos. But I started that for him. So we have 20. So for no other reason than the passport book, I need Justin to keep going as long as possible so we can get him to all 30. Sorry, babe. That's your motivation.
That's so special. I need to get the passport. We have like the, my boys are very much into baseball, and we have like a wooden map that they put like a little like plug in.
I feel like you have that too, don't you? You have
like the little push pin. I've seen like the scratch off ones that are almost like the lottery tickets and you scratch off the stadium. Yeah. No, I love it. I think it was cool because I got it for him actually, and he had already done a couple, but it's like this old timey guy that does it. And so it's kind of cute, but you can give him the dates of stadiums that you've already been to. And he kind of like, he has a stamp so he can like backdate them for you. So I had to do that for like his first five.
I'm writing this down.
Yeah. I think it's cute.
Bo is just over 1 year old. So Bo already has been.
I know. He's a stadium chaser.
I don't know what to say.
He actually loves it. And now I think obviously he has no clue like what he'll just be like, Dada, when he sees him on the screen. But he sees the baseball field. And at Wrigley, like I said, they open it up after every game. And the mascot's out there and he can crawl. So now he sees any baseball field on the road and he like gets visibly upset that we're not taking him out there immediately to crawl around the field. I'm like, there are rules and boundaries here and we have to wait until the game's over. And not every stadium lets you go out there. So
yeah, well, a little cocky here.
Yeah,
disappointed. So we got to humble this kid. Like, right. Not every day.
It's these athlete kids. I'm like, I have to remind my boys every day. I'm like, nobody gets to go to as many hockey games as you get to go to. And like they want a puck every day at warm up and every game. And I'm like, no, you do not need another puck. A, we do not need one at home because we have a whole, but I just like have to keep reminding them, like, this is not a normal life. And one day we aren't going to be getting these tickets and coming to a hockey game every other night for you to just like have endless popcorn. And like when we go to a sporting event that we're paying for, like we're at a baseball game, like my oldest is like cluing in. He's like, wow, the concessions are really expensive. I'm like, yeah. Like it's this is like a big deal to come to a sporting event. So like, let's not take things for granted. Let's like really appreciate what your dad does and the fact that you guys get to come in here. And it's crazy once they get older and it's starting to click, like, oh yeah, this isn't like just a given sort of thing.
Yeah. But like, you can't go in every locker room. And I know I grew up going to White Sox games, and I feel like it was, we'd go when my dad got tickets through work, or I would go with friends where you'd like bring a Pepsi can and you'd get a free ticket. That's how like sad the White Sox were. But we were sitting like up in no man's land. And I'm like, okay, this kid has like the best seats through the family section. Like, I got to humble him at some point because I can't be expecting this. But I don't know. It's cute to see. And obviously, like, we had him kind of later in Justin's career. So he's not going to like fully grow up around the game unless Justin.
Yeah, but just having the pictures.
Justin's going to be in the game forever. What are you talking about?
I know. I'm not going to lie. No, when he's done playing, he's going to go straight into something. So he's definitely into something.
Sounds like he's going to be behind the microphone. So
he might do everything, like literally, right?
He like, does the pregame, then goes down and manages. He likes to say that he'll be away from it, but we all know the truth. He'll be like, then it'll be your time, baby. I'm like, no, it'll forever be your time. But I love that you say that. That's very thoughtful.
Well, what do you think, like, most likely he would first do?
I could see him being like a hitting coach out the gate, or like an infield coach, and then managing. I think he would do really well. I think that that's scary, because I think in, like, you never pray, I don't know, you think about it from like our perspective and like fans and like criticism, like no one's ever like, wow, that was a masterclass by the manager. But if like the game goes south, they're like, why did he do that? Like, why did he hit for that guy? Like, why did he put that pitcher in? Like, you really only, it's like an umpire. Like, no one's like, wow, what a great job. Like, you're only mad at him when he like misses a call, right? So
yeah,
I'd have to turn off the comments at that time of our life.
Become like, you're the next Dana Hershiser. I feel like.
Yeah, I don't
just
know.
Just in it forever.
Just have to like drown it out at that point. It's, we'll see.
What does a typical game day look like for Justin? What does it look like for you guys?
Well, like I said, he's going in at like noon, gets to the field. It's funny because I feel like fans don't realize that they go early. Like, they assume it's like a 7. I feel like it's for you guys too. Like, oh, the game's at 7. Like, they pull up and park with everyone else at like 6 o'clock.
They're a little different. Baseball's a little different though, because they kind of chill. Hockey, they just like go, right?
No, he'll get there. Like, I feel like he'll eat. They'll do a crossword together. Like, a bunch of the guys do a crossword. and then they have like their hitters meeting, and like, you know, get all the scouting reports on the pitchers and all that. And then I feel like they do like their on-field work, but there is a lot of downtime. Like, I feel like they're there a long time and they're working, but like, they do hang out a lot, which I think is good. I feel like that time's important.
Dodgers had like full-on like ping pong tournaments, I feel like, before games.
Are they taking naps? Because like, the naps at hockey are a big deal. Are they taking naps while they're at the
They have a quiet room, and it's one of those like zero gravity chairs. I remember Dodgers had like a full nap room when he was there, but I think here they just have these like relaxing chairs, and sometimes like guys will go in there and take like a 20 minute. But I don't think Justin's a napper because there's social things happening, so I think he's more likely to just be like bopping around and like in different guys' offices and like talking to different staff and all that. So yeah. And then for me, it's one of those things where I feel like you can understand this, where like you're going about your day and you're like, oh my gosh, it's time to leave for the game. What did I do all day? but it's a little different with Bo now. But yeah, just I stay busy with obviously my podcast and the foundation and Bo. I feel like the stroller walks, like those are, it's a big part of our day now. Like, have to get outside. I don't know. Again, it's one of those things where like I can't really tell everyone what I do all day, but I know that I'm very busy.
Yeah. And then it's game time, and then it's like it's like day two starts during the day. I feel like getting ready and going to the game is a day in and of itself, because then you get home at like God knows when, and then it's like bedtime, full on kids to bed is crazy.
Yeah. And the Cubs have all day games on the weekend. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday are all 1:20, which it's nice when you're a visiting team and you come in, because a lot of wives will come to the Chicago series because it's like summer in Chicago. You don't want to miss that one.
Right.
And you get to go to dinners at night and have date night. But I feel like during the season, sometimes you're on that third one on Sunday and you're like, oh, okay, another early morning. Like he's leaving like by 8, 8:30.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I was very thankful for the early ones just because of knowing about you guys' standings. It was a lot easier to, you know, be on the West Coast, especially.
So their first playoff game, the first one, like they're at 2:08 p.m. But like for the Padres, that means they're playing at noon, their time, technically. So I'm like, that's an early one. You got to get going.
So this is crazy. So Courtney, she's kind of just hinted that she was a White Sox fan growing up. Chicago is your home city. Yeah. And now you're back in Chicago, but you're not with the team you grew up with. Like, is that, what's that like? Is that weird?
It's very weird. No, it's so weird. it's funny because when people would ask me my favorite stadiums, Wrigley was always at the top because I just love like old school, like baseball purist stadiums, like Fenway, like the classics. So I always loved Wrigley Field, but I, full disclosure, like grew up hating the Cubs. And like I said, like my dad worked in the steel mills outside of Chicago, and their family days was always at the White Sox stadium, like very like blue collar team. And so I just gravitated towards them and became a huge fan of them. And I will one day return to fandom when Justin's done, unless he's managing, of course. But no, it was very weird when he was talking to them. But I always said, before you're done playing, like, just give me a summer in Chicago because it's my favorite city. I just thought it might be on the south side instead. But no, I will say, it was funny because in the beginning, you know, like you buy the gear of the new team. My friends were kind of calling me out because I was just wearing like shirts that said Chicago, and they were just like the very like generic ones.
Fully committed.
And they're like, come on, Courtney, like where's the C logo? And then I finally like bought a hat for opening day, and they're like, okay, you're getting there. You're getting there. Again, like I'll support Justin no matter what. And I, our experience has been amazing. Like even when we were here as a visiting team and through playoffs, like the staff is incredible. Like I know it's like the cheesy thing, they call it like the friendly confines, but it is truly like top to bottom. Everyone is so nice here. And it's just, I feel like they really want the families to have the best experience. And so I don't know. I will forever have love for the Cubs no matter what. But it was definitely an interesting transition for sure. And like even friends back home were like, how's that going to be? I'm like,
well, cool. If you know Courtney too, Courtney's a very loyal person, first of all, but very loyal in sports too. So I was like, this must have killed her a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's like, this is funny with both of you guys are back in your like somewhat hometowns with your your hubby's teams, like Cats just outside of Monterey, and you in Chicago. Like your guys' story is quite wild and like the same but different.
Yeah.
We like to say we need to stop doing this.
Yeah, we have to stop doing this. Like why is this happening?
I want to know what's next. Like this is
I know who's going first, and then we'll know what's happening to the other one.
Well, honestly, when you went to Toronto, that was crazy to me and Tyler. We were like, now they're in Tyler's hometown, and like it's just
right.
Yeah, it's especially and you guys doing all the stuff with like hockey in Toronto. Like were you at like a Maple Leafs game like the first?
Yeah. Justin went to like a game 7 and they lost. The year before he went to like the Celtics game 7 and they lost. And I was like, stop going to game 7s because it's not panning out for you. But it is funny too because our guys like support one another. And Justin will like, no shame, like get Tyler's jersey, whatever team, not caring about if they're in town playing the team that he's playing for. So I feel like that's like where the loyalty gets kind of interesting. He's like, I don't care. Like, I'll wear this jersey now. And even like, I feel like LA fans and like Sharks fans, it's like, oh.
He's going to wear the jersey of the guy that he texts with.
Yeah. Just a very casual friendship.
I'm just going to wear his jersey though.
Yeah. I was going to say, Justin so eloquently says that he follows Ty around. He's a huge hockey fan, mainly in part because of Tyler. And then Tyler's like, yeah, I'm a baseball fan. Yeah, I know Justin Turner is.
Yeah, I've met him a few times.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
So you're making me, like, question, like, does he even like Justin?
No, the craziest thing was Tyler left his Blue Jay fandom for L.A., and then as soon as Justin left L.A., it was wherever Justin was is Tyler's rooting for that team. But he just doesn't explain it well, I guess, in the media, but it is how it is, and it's
He likes
sweet.
To keep the friendship low-key and private. We like that.
He likes but to know keep
that,
us all.
We know that Tyler loves to go in the clubhouse with Justin, though, and he wants to, like, he wants so badly to give, like, the pregame speech and, like, fire the boys. He's always like, can I go in and see the boys? And I'm like, you haven't even met this team, but, like, he just gets...
This is a new tradition. Actually, not a new tradition, a 10-year tradition. Yeah, it's been a few years.
He's like, can I go in and, like, can I have a beer with the guys? Like, can I go in there? I'm like, okay, let me ask Justin. Like, let me check with Dad. See if you can go in.
Do you want to tell what happened in at Yankee Stadium when Justin was playing for the Red Sox?
He got a little.
Ty, it was Ty's off season, so we'll give it to Ty. Ty had a few beers.
He's allowed to let loose. He's earned it. But he went in post game and was like talking to the manager, talking to the guys. He got a little fired up.
He was in rare form. Like it was, fired up in terms of like giving feedback or fired up in terms of like
I think he had his like feet kicked up on the manager's desk.
Yeah, no, he was in Cora. I think he was in Cora's like the manager's office and he was like, "Oh yeah, we're just like shooting the shit," and he had like the beers going. And then the next day, I think he realized it because I think he introduced himself to someone that he had met the night before. Oh yeah, he was like oh, nice to meet you, like, Tyler, you know, I'm Justin's friend. And then he was like, bro, you spent 30 minutes in my office yesterday, like, telling me how to, like, right the ship of the team after our loss. But, like...
Like, the manager of the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah, he also panics if the team is not winning, because he's like, I'm not going to get to go in the clubhouse, am I? Like, it's like one of your kids. Like, honestly, he's like, wait, I'm not going to be able to go in there if they lose. Okay, they need to win, so I can go in there. I'm like,
this is funny. So you're
saying... Well, that is a good transition to... Justin's very superstitious, but Courtney's very superstitious, and she's kind of on Tyler's case right now about attending Justin's games.
Yeah, he doesn't have... I think that we'd be able to pull stats, but, like, games that Tyler is in attendance, like...
Court's vengeance towards
him. But the thing is, Tyler loves going so much. So that, like, I don't want to break his spirit, but, like, Tyler, like, when you're... I don't know if it's Justin wants to do well for his very, very close friend that he admires.
so much.
And so he's, like, maybe pressing a little bit. Like, it could be a Justin issue and not a Tyler issue. But, like... It's one of those things where, like, Justin gets a single and we are all standing up, like, losing our minds. We're like, yes, he got on base when Tyler was here. Like, we're celebrating, like, a walk or, like, a hit by pitch. Like, it is, like, the bare minimum. Tyler's like, okay, yes.
A walk. A walk. We celebrated a walk.
Literally. Yes, we did. We're like, okay, he's on base. Hot, like, okay, perfect. Well, as good as a single.
Another thing that Tyler does is, A, he needs to get Justin to wave to him after an inning. So, like, Justin needs to be playing well because he needs Justin to wave to him after he's exiting the field. Also, in Toronto, something very traumatic happened where Justin threw him a ball. And we were kind of up there in the stands, and Tyler caught it. But it was, like, we have video. It's crazy. But, like, they have this weird what you can't do on the ice because – obviously, our guys are dialed and they're not allowed to, like, wave, in hockey.
Right.
But Justin is so calm, cool, collected. Justin's, like, waving, throwing balls to Tyler.
No, the interaction is very different. And Tyler's like, wait, I get to be part of the game? This is great. I have, like, a beer in my hand. I get to try to catch a ball. Like, he becomes a little kid.
Yeah,
It's very sweet.
Go in the clubhouse.
All this to say is Tyler turns into a child, giddy to be at any sort of baseball event.
Yeah.
Justin's. Only that. Justin's. But again, he won't tell you that.
Was he that way when you guys went to the Giants game on your own? Like, did he have that same?
I think we left within... Sorry, Giants fans. We left quite early.
Justin
to
Turner doesn't play for the Giants, so...
Yeah, like, if Justin's on the team, we're staying after hours. Hours after the game. I know that we're not leaving the game early. We're staying after with Justin and...
That's
we're
going
to lose the two of them for a while. So
just for a chance to go in the clubhouse.
Enough about these boys. I want to know when did your podcast journey started? Because you know we're peers in this world now.
We are.
Kat and I are still very much figuring it out. Yep. But when did Holding Court start? How did that idea come about? Kind of what's it all about?
Really started during COVID. I had talked about it for a little bit, and actually Lon with the Dodgers, like the VP of marketing with the Dodgers. Is that still his title?
I think he's even more, but yeah, he was my boss too.
We'll humble him. We'll say he's VP of marketing. He was like, you should do this. Like, this would be a good idea for you. And for Valentine's Day in 2020, Justin bought me the setup, like the whole interface and all the mics and all that. And he's like, okay, like, here you go. No chocolates, no flowers that year. It was like, you said you want to do this, let's do it. I like didn't open it. Like, I don't know. It's like hard to decide to jump in and do that and like actually take the leap. And then COVID hit and one game got canceled. We won't even go down that road because that could be a whole other thing. Tyler was with us that night when like COVID shut down the world in Arizona. And his game got canceled, and then Justin's game got canceled. And the next morning, I come downstairs in our condo in Arizona, and the podcast is fully set up. And Justin was like, no time like the present. Like, you want to do this? Like, let's do it. And we sat down. I had just ran the LA Marathon the week before, so he literally just – we hit record, and just – I recapped the marathon and just talked about what was going on. And so it was kind of born through COVID. So just everyone had really nothing to do at that point. So it's like very easy to get guests. And so like finding people to come on, but it kind of started out like a little depressing because it was a lot of like, okay, pandemic and Tiger King and like all this weird shit that was happening at that time. And so some people will write me and they're like, I'm starting your podcast at the beginning and like going through COVID with you again. I'm like, just skip ahead, like go to like episode 20, like get out of that time. And I always said like, oh, I don't want it to be too much about baseball. I want it to be my own thing. But like, that's such a huge part of my life. So like, that's silly to say like, it's not going to be about baseball. And I actually think it's fun. It's, you know, what you guys are doing. Like you bring wives on here and show that they're more than just like the girl sitting in the stands watching the game. They have their own businesses and their own foundations, their own projects and skills and talents, all of that sort of thing. So it's been mostly about baseball, a lot about our foundation, and then sprinkles of pop culture and everything in between. But it wasn't natural for me. Like, I feel like I still get anxious when I do it and get nervous for certain guests. But I think it's good to push myself to do it and keep it going. But yeah, it's been 5 years and still going. So
I love it. I love when Kat introduced it to me, Holding Court. Like, I just think it is the best name for a podcast ever.
It is.
Who came up with that?
Well, I did, and then I started it, and then you go on, like, Spotify, and I saw, like, there's another one that's named that, but it's, like, this woman that's a lawyer, so she's, like, actually holding court in that sense, but I thought it was so clever.
It is so clever. I love it.
She's a queen of puns, to be honest. She's always good at puns and captions and stuff.
But like now that. I feel like ChatGPT is just giving everyone all this creativity, so I don't know. I'm going to become obsolete at some point with my witty captions. But
I don't think so. Yeah. I love that. Well,
should
maybe
we go into superlatives, like going into that? Do you want to introduce that? Sorry,
we'll cut yes. That. So, you know, in our new podcasting world, I came up with this brilliant idea, and we're asking all of our guests to fill out a yearbook. So you will be our first MLB yearbook. Feel free to answer these superlatives with guys from teams y'all have played with or even wives across the league. And it's just a little fun go here. So in your, you know, whole MLB career, who would you say is the best dressed?
They do like Fashion Friday now with the Cubs. So it's like I see Justin in the closet like a little longer every Friday morning, like trying to come up with it.
oh my gosh.
I feel like I have to say Matt Kemp because he had a style. He was the first MLB player I'd ever heard of that had a stylist.
After he dated Rihanna, I feel like he had to.
Yeah, but I remember he said he had a stylist and she would lay out his outfits and take a Polaroid and then package them up and like put the Polaroids in his suitcase. So I'm going to go with Matt Kemp on that one. I'm sure it has a way better updated answer in current times, but...
Best high-end bags or man purses?
Gosh, I feel like I see Kike with so many very high-end bags and like a lot of them. I'm like, good
that
for you,
teal,
Kike.
That teal... Gucci or Louis, whatever.
Yeah, I don't even, I'm like, are these custom? Where is he getting these? So I would say, yeah, Kike Hernandez on that one. I feel like he might be an answer for a lot of these. So
I agree. Yeah.
let's try to diversify this. So we have a fun yearbook to look at. Who would have the highest GPA?
I'm going to go with a Cubs player. I'm going to go Nico Horner because he's a Stanford guy. So I'm going to go with that one.
Okay, who would be labeled as the most athletic, like could have maybe played another sport professionally?
I feel like it has to be like a center fielder, like a Cody Bellinger or like a Pete Crow Armstrong, like someone that's just super fast. I'm going to go with that.
Best locker room guy.
I can't say Justin.
You can say Justin.
We were hoping you would say Justin.
I mean, I could say Tyler because he thinks he like adds to the team flair. But true. Yeah, I'm gonna say Justin.
Who is one of the funniest couples in baseball that y'all have ever met?
He's retired now, but I feel like I had the most fun with like Scott and Kim Casimir. I feel like he was a pitcher. He played with Justin for a while and we're still like the best of friends. But I feel like we did an all-star break in Cabo together and ended up like, that's where we ended up getting married the year after. Cause I feel like Cabo became so fun to us, but yeah, we had some good times with them.
She's sure. The best too.
Yeah.
Best bromance.
Seiya Suzuki and Pete Crow Armstrong have this like bromance going on. Like people even made like the stepbrother shirts for them, and they have this thing where like one of them will hit a home run and then the other one will hit a home run. They hit 30 home runs on the same day, so it's like very like bromancy. But I'm thinking back to like the Uribe days. Was it like Hanjin Ryu? Yeah. And like Dodger.
Those were fun days.
That was like the original bromance, I feel like. But yeah. I'll go with Seiya and PC. I gotta keep it Cubs. Like we gotta get in the spirit of playoffs here, so
love it.
Yep. I'll keep it Cubs.
Who would you let babysit Bo?
I am going to go with, Matt Boyd on the Cubs. He has four kids and he is a great guy and Bo loves him. And yeah, I think if you have four kids, you can surely handle one 14-month-old.
Yes.
Sweet, lovable baby.
That's good. Okay, quick fan question, because Courtney's hockey knowledge is actually far, far better than mine. What position would Justin play in hockey?
I feel like I just see this photo of him when he played hockey growing up, like as goalie, and that's the only visual that I have of him right now. So I'm gonna go with that.
Justin as a goalie, he'd be talking to everybody.
That's true.
I think he would have to be mic'd up every game.
Justin would definitely be the Flurry of the NHL, of the, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like Justin would definitely be, he would be playing pranks every game. He'd be talking to everybody.
Animated. Totally.
Animated. Yeah. So Justin Flurry, I could see being
I love that comparison for sure. Yeah.
Okay. Wrapping up with two quick games.
I'm sweating. These are like making me nervous. I'm not going to lie.
Why? Because I'm asking you.
I'm not a sweater, but I am right now.
Well, I'm very curious if I won't be able to guess this because I know you so well. So I asked you to prepare your two truths and a lie.
I feel like you should like opt out of this if you know.
Okay. We'll if I know, I'll just like.
Okay. I was a Dunkin' Donuts mascot. I won a slot machine tournament at Morongo Casino and Resort in Palm Springs. And I was an extra in a porno movie.
My God. I mean, that one sounds the most outlandish, so I think I'm going to keep it as a truth. You know, Kat plays this game very literally, so maybe it was like a different casino that you were at, but I think I'm going to go with the Dunkin' Donuts mascot. You were not a Dunkin' Donuts mascot.
Okay, I will say what I think because I don't totally know. I don't think you won at Morongo. I think you've won something different at Morongo.
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, I knew it. I knew it was going to be a technicality because that's how you girls play it.
I didn't win anything. Well, I've won like some jackpots, but I've never actually played in a tournament at Morongo. But I do spend a lot of time there.
Dang it. I knew it.
She would play the game like me.
Very quickly. So I would do extra work to make money when I like first moved to LA amongst other odd jobs. And you would submit yourself and say you're available the next day. And they would put you on like the call list and they would say, okay, you're booked for the show. This is what you need to wear. They said it was like, I mean, it was normally like very high end movies. It would be like Ocean's 11 or like
Entourage.
You know. Like very like notable shows. And this one, they were just like untitled project shooting at like LAX nightclub.
Okay.
Like wear your club attire. So again, I probably, you know, dusted off the Forever 21 and showed up. And it was a scene that they were filming in a bathroom at LAX. And they had this screen, almost like a Stepan or Pete, that was like a white thing. So they were like, you're not going to be seen, but you're just like, you need to be like drinking a cocktail or laughing like you're in a club. And like, we quickly heard and learned that we were extras in a porno. And so I call the like casting person and I'm like, hi, Lisa, just a heads up. Like, this is a porn. Like, I don't know if you, and she was like, oh my gosh, leave right away. And I was like, okay, I kind of need like the $50. So like, I'm going to stay because I'm not going to be credited and no one's going to see me. But like, I was just giving you a heads up, like maybe don't trust this person anymore. So
I'm going to ask you the name of it offline later.
Oh my God. Don't put that in your search bar.
I'm not going to watch it, but I just want to know the name of it. I'm not going to watch it.
I don't know it. I don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
I
just, oh my God.
It's a part of my past. I left it in my past, but.
These are your truths.
These are your truths.
It made me who I am today.
Oh my God. All right. Well.
All right.
Segueing into our Jackie quick hitter, since she won't come on our podcast, that's what we're going to be calling this segment.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Dang.
She's the best listener, but that's our call
out.
Jack. We've renamed this segment for her. What are you guys watching right now?
I have not watched TV in a long time. I'm only watching Housewives of Orange County, and then I watch Wheel of Fortune every day.
Love that. My mom was on the Wheel of Fortune. That's a fun fact.
I was too. I almost made that one of my two truths and a lie, but I would have known that. Yeah.
Wow.
Courtney's been on a lot of Courtney's. IMDb.
I've had a lot of lives. I have a lot of lives.
This is amazing.
Dunkin' Donuts, Ice Girl. I mean, porn.
Mascots,
you name it.
All sorts of mascots, actually. But that's for a whole nother podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. Of all the reality shows that you watched normally pre-Bo, which does Justin like the most?
Oh, he gets mad if I watch Beverly Hills without him. Housewives.
Mm.
Thrives for the Beverly Hills drama.
Like, he's like, oh, you're watching this again? And then he'll notice I skipped a few episodes and he's like, wait, you went without me? But he is notorious for watching. He watched the last episode of Ted Lasso. Like, this, I think it's done, right? So I wouldn't know because he watched it without me.
I think it's done.
To this day, I will not watch the finale, like, out of spite. I'm like, you finished without me. That was messed up. So I'll never know the ending.
That's funny.
That is funny. who have you been starstruck most by, and same for Justin?
Barbara Walters.
Great.
That was a big one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew it wasn't going to be like
I would say Barbara Walters or Martha Stewart. I was like working an event at the Daytime Emmys and they were both there for their respective shows. And those were like the two. I feel like if I saw Dolly Parton in person, that would be up there too. But yeah.
Has he ever been starstruck?
I feel like they just meet so many guys. He's like a big Kevin Costner fan, but he's met him a ton, but like, he has a little man crush going. Not a little man crush. Like, that's probably his hall pass, but
who doesn't?
He's a big Kevin Costner fan. Yeah.
Well, and then fun fact, Martha picked up Courtney's wedding, which was probably full circle moment.
Oh, Martha, we're just on a first name basis.
Martha. I am not. Yeah. Her wedding magazine. That was a big deal.
Courtney was featured, exciting. Which was very cool. What's Bo's favorite ballpark?
Wrigley, because he's obsessed with the mascot. Clark, and like he's just a big teddy bear, and every day he's like, Clark. He won't say Clark. Mama. If I'm like, say mama, he's like, dada. Like, he's just trolling me. But every day, like, they'll have little graphics of Clark throughout the stadium. And he's like, Clark? I'm like, yes, we're going to see Clark, baby. Like, don't worry. We just have to play a game first. No, for sure, Wrigley.
He's so cute. Who would play Justin in a movie and who would play you?
Oh, boy. I feel like mine would be Julia Stiles, just because for a solid decade there, I was told by someone at least once a day that I looked like her.
Yeah.
Justin. Wow. There's limited options there for ginger actors. Help me out. Who are some good?
I'm the worst.
I don't know, but there was that doppelganger on the Cowboys for a while. Redhead. Oh my gosh,
I'm blanking on it. What was the guy from Game of Thrones? He always gets that Tormund, that guy. Remember?
I'm the worst. I don't know.
Yeah. Honestly, that guy. I feel like, yeah.
We'll just go with that guy.
I feel like, I used to, whatever. Okay, Justin, with a beard or without?
I like it trimmed, similar to when we met. So I don't know what, it's like a three guard. I don't know what he calls it, but like when it's there, but it's like very short and manicured. But everyone thinks that I have a say in the facial hair and all that. I don't really give a shit. Like, he doesn't tell me how to cut my hair. I don't tell him what to do with the beard. It goes, and he cut it for the wedding, like a good amount, but it doesn't really bother me. People, like, it's older ladies that will comment and they'll be like, love this photo, love your family, but you need to cut your beard. I'm like, okay.
It's always jarring in November when all of a sudden Justin has no beard anymore. And we're, it's,
oh yeah.
He's very recognizable, but like less recognizable. Like no, when he, I don't, in November.
Yeah. Yeah. When we were, he was Chucky the 1 year and I was Bride of Chucky and he fully like bicked it. I was like, ooh, okay. Little jump scare. I was not ready for that because he'll do it without telling me and then he'll just come downstairs and it's fully shaved. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Oh, yeah, okay. You have to do that with Beau, is like get him like, and then he walks in with the kids and the,
oh,
they're
yeah.
like,
Dada? Oh yeah. No, it's going to throw him for sure.
He'll say mama for sure that day.
He's like, please.
Yeah.
Like, save come me. To me, baby.
Your go-to karaoke song.
Ooh, I feel like I always do Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You, which is very bold. But
bold.
Yeah. I don't do a lot of, as much as I sing, I don't do a lot of karaoke.
Love good Whitney,
though. Surprising, but yeah.
Well, we have for a few birthdays, but.
Yeah, but it's rare.
It is rare. Instagram, TikTok, or X?
So funny to me. I can't quit it. It's so, it's like a cesspool of the internet, but like there's some funny shit on there where I'm like, right now it's deleted. It's been deleted for a couple months. So if I want to go on there, I have to go on the browser. I just feel like, it gets toxic on there. I'm trying to be better at TikTok. I'm going to go Instagram, even though it's getting messy. There's like shopping now. There's too much, but I miss when we just threw bad filters on and that was it.
That's another question on your end. Yeah. Okay, let's lead into that question.
Yeah, let's go to there. Would you rather go back to the authentic Instagram where you post the horrible filters or have to post something every single day?
I sometimes go on runs where I try to post every single day, but I want to go back to the OG. That was when Kat and I were
sepia.
Thriving. Yes.
Sepia photos.
When I first had it, I didn't know that people saw your photos. I thought it was like a photo editing app. I was like, oh, this is cool. So I feel like the first few are just,
you know,
random
that's why
photos.
It was created. It was originally created just to be a photo editing
filter.
App. Yeah.
Would you rather sing the anthem every game or be the mascot every game?
Well, I think everyone would be really annoyed by me, but I would rather sing.
Courtney's sung a few anthems. What ballparks have you...
Dodger Stadium. It was like Justin's last game there. And then Toronto for the Blue Jays. They asked me to sing on Mother's Day when I was...
Whoa. You sang in
very
one
pregnant.
Of Justin's games?
Yes.
How does that work? Like, knowing him through this podcast now, he's probably the doting husband. Like, that's my girl. But like, nerves? Or like if I was somewhere, if I'm on the Jumbotron and Jeff sees me, he's like, oh my god, you are on the Jumbotron.
Well, that's like, why I waited till his very last game. So I was like, okay, like there's a chance he doesn't sign back here. So if it's really terrible, I just like, we run out of town and we never look back. But I never wanted to do it. There were like a few wives along the way that did it. And I feel like people kind of like made fun of him and they're like, oh, you're trying to like be in your husband's spotlight, yeah. Whatever. But they asked me to do it like the very last game. I was like, okay, why not? I was oddly not nervous. I think the one in Toronto made me nervous because I was pretty pregnant at that point. And as you know, like the breathing, you like are very short of breath at a certain point. So I was like, okay, it's going to sound like I just ran a marathon and tried to sing. But
Ty and I were there for that game too, which was fun.
I had to do the Canadian anthem and the national anthem with 30 seconds in between. So it's like a very...
That's
very
impressive.
Quick turnaround, but no, it was fun. It was really
sweet. I was literally like the like Mean Girls Cool Mom. I was filming it, and I think I, you know, when you go to a concert and you post like too many concert stories. Yeah. I like posted like so many stories of Courtney singing. It was probably crazy.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay, and finally, what is your most perfect off day?
Yeah, I'm like an errands girl. I feel like off day is like when we catch up on stuff. But I do love like a really long, good family walk. Like we have a little kind of like a village around our neighborhood here. And I love to go on like the 3 mile loop. Like I know Kat, you're the walker, but just go on like a long walk, like go to the park, like stop and get a coffee. Where I feel like now as parents, you can only go to like the aquarium and the zoo and the, you know.
Yeah. Lay low, keep it simple.
The butterfly exhibit so many times, but...
What are you talking about? We did that before you had a kid. That was what we would do together before. We would go to, like, the Toronto Aquarium.
Yeah, which we went to that. I feel like now he's aware of where we're at and all that, so it's getting to be more fun. But, no, I love a good long walk day and just, like, catching up on laundry and, like, football's on at night or whatever.
Just talking smack in the fantasy casual chat.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Courtney.
Thank you
for joining us. Thank you for letting us do the interview. I feel like you should have interviewed us because you're the pro. So
I felt like I was like not prepped. I was like, oh wait, I don't have to do an outline or anything. This was kind of nice. So
thank you. So much fun getting to know you and getting a little sneak peek into the baseball world. And we'll be watching your Cubbies here over the next couple weeks. And just good luck to y'all. And then we'll see you at some hockey games.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, that was so fun talking to Courtney. I'm sorry I kind of like a little bit checked out there at the end. I got like a phone call from the school about one of my kids on the playground today and doesn't sound good. He's okay, but like gotta get going here on our little outro. But love talking to Court.
Yeah, and I know it's okay.
things are going to be fine. They are fine. That is why I'm not like running out the door. Yep. But just wrapping up Court, I just love her, and no wonder you guys go back for so long. She's just another version of you, like a woman of many talents, and has had so many lives within this one. And my takeaway is like it is the craziest thing. Talk about manifesting and all that is like y'all's lives going parallel in somewhat the same form. So I am really anxious to see what next move happens and then yep. where the other one falls, because that is quite crazy.
I mean, yeah, the guys post-career are probably going to coach in the same city somewhere or something crazy is going to happen next. But anyway, we'll manifest for that because those are our closest friends. So
I was dying. And I also was dying at the Irish goodbye thing, that she's an Irish goodbyer, which should be me right now. Like I should just like hang up and leave to get to the school. But like I can't. That's why I'm like gonna close out this conversation. But I'm dying because it reminded me when we were at the Suzuki wedding at their welcome party. I was with Jeff and then Ange and I were there, and then we were like, okay, let's like, it's time to like go to bed or whatever. And they were like, just like, let's just leave. Like Jeff and Angela Price are like Irish goodbyers. Like that is in their blood, and they leave. But you guys, you and Tyler had just come because y'all were coming from the other wedding.
Yeah. We were coming from Mackenzie Weegar's,
the Uyghur wedding.
Party. Yeah.
So you guys were coming in late just to kind of like do both.
I was shocked you were still there. It was quite late when we got there.
Well, I wasn't. So I literally like we Irish goodbye, and the whole time I was like sweating. I was like, I cannot do this. Like I can't do this. I need to go back and I need to go say hi and bye to Kat. Like even if I say hi, bye. And they were like, come on. Like they'll never know. I'm like, they'll know.
They're never gonna know.
We get up to our hotel room doors and Ann goes into her room and Jeff goes into our room. And I was like, I'll be right back. And I literally came back down to the party. I stayed with you guys for another hour.
Yeah, we took a whole photo shoot with like Tanner Pearson and Nick and
all this. So I'm dying because I cannot Irish goodbye. So I'm laughing that was brought up because it totally brought me back to that story. But anyways.
It's funny because I was shocked that Nick was still there, Caitlin was still there, and you were still there. I was like, wow, I thought we were going to come here and it was going to be just like, I
can't
don't know.
Let people down. And I also have to say goodbye.
So. Yeah, I'm the same way. Tyler, it's not Tyler's favorite thing because then we'll start up a whole another conversation. And then, like we said, a photo shoot of us too. Like whatever.
That's so funny.
All right, well, say your Irish goodbye now.
This is my goodbye. Thank you for listening, everybody, to our first episode related to the MLB. And we'll catch y'all next week, but make sure, like, subscribe, and just follow us on the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. And make sure you follow our lovely Instagram, run by the one and only over there.
We're going to be posting a little bit more on Never Offside Pod now because we're having a lot of fun. So
thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you next week.
Yep, see you next week.